Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, today is going to be a special treat, because I have, without a doubt, the greatest ambassador for the game of football that I have ever met in my entire life. And I've been around the block a time or two. His name is Coach Jimmy Wallace, and he is here today not to talk X's and O's, but we're just going to talk about the game of football, because I've heard him formally and informally just talk about what football means in the greater scheme of this thing called life. And I said, you know what, we got to do a show with this guy as we sit here on the, you know, footsteps of another football season. So how you doing, Coach?
Doing great. Really blessed. Doing better than we deserve.
I want a Cliff Notes version of your background, so people who have never met you.
Well, I mean, you know, that's not easy to do. You don't want to talk about yourself ever, but, you know, we grew up in this town, and I'm not going to tell you when. How about the 60s? How about that?
That'll work.
So we're getting younger every day, right?
That's it.
But anyway, we grew up in this town and, you know, went to Rock Hill High School. Coach Tommy Oates was the head coach, and that says enough.
Right.
Because he was one of the finest men that ever walked the face of this earth. You know, we left here, went to Appalachian State University, came back, went to Winthrop, and then started coaching in York. Had a little middle school team in York that was really good. They scored like 47 points a game and was unscored on there for a while. Leland Greeley will tell you all about that. He played on a Rollison Road team. But anyway, then went to York coach, then Rock Hill High School, and then we went to Louisville. Went to Louisville High School down in the country, man. We had a great time, and then Northwestern 1987, so that's about it.
You were coaching at Northwestern for how long?
25 years.
25 years?
Not long enough. How about that?
And a number of state championships, right?
Yeah, we played for a few. I think we played for 10.
Played for 10?
Yes, sir.
And won most of them?
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
We lost a few of them. We lost a few we should have won.
That's all right.
Poor coaching is what it was. If they had a better coach, we might have won the game.
So, if somebody, let's say a young mom and dad, were sitting next to you and they're talking about their young son, and wanting to get him involved in athletics of some kind, you're naturally going to start talking about football. What would you say to them about why football is important to somebody's development and their growth?
You know, I really think, Manning, that to get, and I heard Mr. Pete Ayoub say this, executive director of the high school league, that to get a high school diploma, every senior that graduates should be part of a team. Be it the band, the chorus, the 38 athletic teams or whatever. But I think football brings on a different mantra. You play one game a week, practice from 4 to 6:30 in the afternoon, go home and eat dinner with your family, and then we never cut a player off a team. Never. We just did an NFL blitz 2 years ago with the Carolina Panthers in Charlotte and had a bunch of coaches there, 300 or 400 coaches, and I made the comment that we coached for 46 years and never cut a player off a team. And there's a middle school basketball coach somewhere that can't sleep at night knowing he cut Michael Jordan off the basketball team.
That's a true story.
It was a roar. They kind of, but I mean, I think they ought to play three sports. But they don't do that today because of sports specialization. But football, that's a different mantra now. And you got to work. I listen to Straight Talk often. I hear you talk about hiring employees in corporate America today to work. Well, if you're going to play this game, you're going to work. You're going to lift. You're going to be on time. You're going to be there every day. You're going to run. Yes, it's hot. It's 95 degrees. We're not going to change our lifestyle because of the heat. We're going out shorts and shirts. We're going to give them plenty of water. We're going to hydrate them. We're going to take care of them. But we're going to work. And that's America, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the core values of the game. I mean, that's what we need in our country right now.
Well, as you have said to me before, one of those core values is discipline. Because if you're going to play football, you're going to be disciplined. Right?
You're going to have to be. Yes, and you're going to have to be willing to subjugate your own personal welfare for the welfare of the team. It's all about the team. It's not about me. It's big team, little me. So, and it's not, you know, one thing I hear people say often, they want to talk about sacrifice. Manning, it's not a sacrifice to do what's right. You're not sacrificing anything to do the right thing. Do what's right, do what's hard, because they're both the same thing. That's in the New England Patriot locker room. D-W-I-R-D-W-I-H. Do what is right, do what is hard. You know, you're going to lift. I never forget the day that the Citadel trainer, and he's great, he's a tough man, Andy Clausen, said, well, we're only going to be able to practice, we're going to do away with two-a-days. And I said, well, at Northwestern, we're only going to practice one time a day, all day. And that's just the way it's going to be, because we're going to raise as I said earlier, I think we're responsible for the next generation of kid that comes through there. When you look at what Paige Wofford's done, they got 220 guys out there playing football, ninth grade JV varsity. Rock Hill's doing the same thing, so is South Point. Congratulations to Randy Birch, the new coach at Rock Hill, because he's made a difference already.
Good. So, again, going back to this, these young parents, and I'm thinking about putting Johnny in on this football because he showed some interest in this. You're going to tell me that I'm going to, number one, keep your kid out of trouble. He ain't going to get in trouble as long as he's on the football team, correct?
Right. He's going to be in school every day on time or somebody's going to hold him accountable. Other thing is I had a mom stop me in Publix 3 months ago, and she said, Coach, I need some help. And I said, ma'am, if we can, we will. She said, my oldest son played, and it's the greatest thing that ever happened, but I'm not sure about my youngest son. He said, I don't understand. You're a single mom working two jobs. And I said, you want to know where who he's with, what he's doing, when he's coming home, is he in school, how about his grades academically, what's he doing? I said, somebody's going to hold him accountable. I said, so you really got two choices, Oxycontin, fentanyl, or football. That makes it very simple. Be involved. Know where they are. Know where they're doing. I remember a conversation with Dr. Moody one time, and I said, Dr. Moody, maybe you ought to ring the bell and send all these children home to an empty house. She said, I don't think we can do that. We need them involved. We need all, hey, school should start at 8:30 and end at 6:30 or 7:30. Keep them busy. Then what'd your grandmother say? Idle time's the devil's workshop.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we're going to work. John Reinhardt sitting over here. He worked. He's worked. I remember when he was in high school. He's been working ever since.
Of course, the correct verb there was he used to work. He's not working now.
Yeah, but he earned what he got right now. He earned it.
But as you have pointed out a number of times in the past, you can't wear out young teenage men. You just can't wear them out.
You know what?
Keep them busy or they're going to get themselves in trouble.
I think we're in an era now where you have to empower them. They need to be part of the process. What kind of team do you want to have? We have a player comes late. What do we want? We did that. We took 40 seniors out, and we're going to buy your pizza and your wings if you participate. And if you sit over there on your hands and don't say anything, then you're going to buy it. So here they go. They start. So I'm writing all this stuff down. But if they're part of the process, and that's Frank Beamer at Virginia Tech, it's a blue-collar deal. You're going to make the rules, but we're going to enforce them. So you put it in the pail, put it on the 50-yard line, somebody don't follow the rules, and we're going to fix it. You're going to fix it. Be late one time, and we're going to run 110s till I get tired, and I'm not running. That's just the way it goes. I mean, that's life, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
They do what's right or there are consequences.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Absolutely.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
But you got to love them first.
That's true.
You listen to Dabo Swinney talk. It's tough love. You love them first, and they buy in, and you empower them to be part of the process. Everything else is simple, and that's what God intended for us to do.
And I don't think most people realize some of the conditions that these kids are coming onto the football field from. Their home life is not what your home life was or what my home life was. They're tough situations.
Well, we're in Dallas, Texas in 2010. We just won the state championship. The American Football Coaches Convention, there are 14,000 members, and Coach Bobby Bowden, who was a minister, He stood up there and told those guys, look at your roster, and if you got players on that roster that don't have a dad, you got to accept that responsibility. And that's a fact, because about at that point, there were about 65% of our kids were growing up without a daddy. Now, that is catastrophic in our country right now. How would you made it growing up without your dad?
I wouldn't have.
Man, that's impossible. So that's the importance of the game, the importance of a team, importance of being involved, being able to be part of something bigger than you.
I'm not sure.
I'm serious. We need that. We need it desperately. And, you know, you go back. You and I were talking earlier about what happened in June and July. Now, the mindset is this. School is out, so we're on vacation. No. For football, June and July are two of the most important months of the year because of the heat and humidity. Now, are we going to stop because it's hot? I don't think so. But here's what happened in our town. We put on PRT, Julian Patton, who's the director of youth football, helped Northwestern put on a camp. Coach Paige Wofford and them did a great job. We had 154 young people in that camp. It was amazing. Then the next week, Jonathan Meeks comes here from Rock Hill High School.
Great guy.
Great. NFL player. Two-day camp, brought in NFL guys. He had 200-plus. The next week, Darren Kendrick at South Point, All-American player, had 300-plus players in a two-day camp. The next week, I mean, these three high schools have been lifting for an hour out in the heat, running June, July, all summer to get their body acclimatized and prepared, you know, for when
football.
The season starts with helmets, shoulder pads. Then we had a huge 7-on-7 at Northwestern. It came down between Northwestern and Rock Hill in the championship game. It was amazing what was going on. And, yes, sir, it was hot. It was 98 degrees, but we're not going to stop living because it's hot. We're going to keep going. Now, we had a tackling clinic at Northwestern for coaches. My job is the safety guy, coach to coaches, so the coaches can coach the players. It was unreal. People are calling right now wanting to do a camp. Then we had a youth coaches clinic at Rock Hill High School, and Eric Rollins, phenomenal. Athletic director at Rock Hill, he's amazing. But we had Coach Sean Elliott from the University of South Carolina. Amazing. He called me one night and he said, this was 11 o'clock at night. He said, help me with this. My son, that's when he coached offensive line for Coach Spurrier. He said, my son's practicing at Camden. I'm staying under the bleachers, out of the way. I don't want anybody to see me. My son gets in the car and said, Dad, I don't want to play football anymore.
Uh-oh.
So it goes back to relationships and how you treat people and how you can make people feel special. It's a dip. Can we coach kids today the way we were coached? No. Absolutely not. It's a different culture and it's a different world out there. But anyway, you know, a couple things. They're registering. We're registering players right now. You can register online for Youth League Football at onlinecityofrockhill.com, PRT, or you can call Cherry Park at 329-5672. 329-5672. You can come to the tower in person or phone. But this comment's got to be made. God in heaven blessed us when we retired. And Buddy Curry played middle linebacker for Atlanta Falcons, a great one. And E.Z. Smith, that played at South Carolina, called and said, we're going to Indianapolis to work for USA Football. We went to Germany, went to London doing clinics all over the world, NFL camps. The game is better and safer now than it's ever been. The rules of the game have changed. Equipment is better. The techniques of the game are better. And you know, we're doing a lot of things to make the game safer. You and I talked earlier about the NFL Players Association said the rules that we've made to make the game safer have worked. You know, kind of hesitant in the beginning. Now they're talking about this hip drop tackle.
Right.
The running back's running down the field. You tackle him from behind and drop your hips into his. They're going to ban that because it's not safe. You eliminate repetitive helmet contact. You tackle with your shoulders. You block with your hands. I mean, it's a totally different game than we played.
Tough to get those changes in people's minds to do?
I think the coaches have to understand the fundamentals of the game have changed. It's not the same game we played. And we played a game you 70 years ago, me 30. But anyway, but I think the game's better now than it's ever been. Equipment's better. Yeah. The techniques are better if they're taught properly. If we teach fundamental football, then we don't go out there and scrimmage for an hour and a half. We don't want that. The other thing is, if you and I are tackling, we're thinking about contact. We want to eliminate that. We got a blocking shield. We got a tackling shield. We got tires that we roll. How do you teach open field tackling on a live person? You can't do it. We got a Jack's tackler that Hans Krause at Ray Crowther right here at Industrial Park. Amazing. So we got eight of them for our youth league teams. Oh, yeah. We're on a roll now. We're going to get it done somehow.
So the bottom line is, since these changes have been implemented really at all levels of football, they're actually seeing better results in terms of less injuries. And you need to do this because if you want to keep the game as popular as it is, you don't need to have videos of kids being hauled off in ambulances, right?
That's a good question. So what we do when the season's over, I went to the YMCA and asked Justin Worley.
Yeah.
Pretty good player.
Pretty good player, yeah.
I said, I need a copy of your injury report. He said, Coach, we don't have one. I said, yes, you do. You either had injuries that were reported or you didn't. And we're talking about concussions. Zero. So you go to Julian Patton, who's the director of youth football, and he played at Northwestern, played at Clemson. And I said, Julian, I need a copy of your injury report. He said, Coach, we don't have one. We had a hangnail. We had a cuticle. I said, I ain't talking about that. Sprained ankle. That's part of life. But what's happened by changing the fundamental techniques and using bags, shields and tackling rings, et cetera, then we've made the game safer because we've minimized contact Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, headed to the game.
Right.
No question about it.
So a coach now who is teaching football is not going to teach like the coach that I was tutored under, hit that guy, hit him hard, and put him out of the game.
No, I think we were taught to tackle by taking the screws of the helmet
right.
and putting it to his chest.
That's exactly right.
That is done.
Yeah.
And tap across the body. When my helmet moves, then my helmet, my spine aren't aligned. So it's right shoulder tackle, left shoulder tackle. Right shoulder tackle, left shoulder tackle. Thine drive, thine roll. When we teach tackling, and we do it often. We got people calling right now wanting to do tackling, blocking tackling clinics. How are you going to tackle Derrick Henry? You're going to pray.
Yes, exactly right.
Because he's 6'5", 250 pounds. So you got to be, excuse me, very careful how you do that. So it's thine roll. Go back to the hip drop into the back. We don't do that.
Right.
We teach thigh and roll, and those kids like that. You got these big tires,
right.
Not tires, but they're foam rubber pads,
sure.
And you roll them. So we said to John Taylor, John, we need 20 of these. He said, why? I said, one reason is you can't teach open field tackling on a person. And he said, why else you like it? I said, because our kids have fun doing it. And youth league football should be about fun. And if it's not about fun, we ought to do away with it.
Right.
Because these are 8U, 10U, 12U kids.
All right, we got to take a break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. I'm sorry? It is co-sponsored by PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Oh, Lord, I got this all mixed up. Anyway, we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. What do? Here we do fresh subs and salads. We do them 6 days a week. How we do it is in the white letters, and we're all going to say it together at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
The food, the number 19 is the best.
When I want lunch, I come to Substation 2 because I can't remember never not coming here.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR revert to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Dr. Carrie Watson, the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center, says she's very proud of what's being accomplished at Piedmont.
We are able to do robotic surgery. We are a robotic center of excellence, and that's robotic surgery for general surgery like gallbladders, hernias, colon. We also have robotic urology, so that's things like kidney removals and things with your bladder. We also have robotic neurosurgery that we're doing, and that's pretty amazing. Not a lot of places have that.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
The hot meatball subs with jalapenos.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, as you hear, the conversation is continuing during the commercial break. You know, you talked about accountability, discipline, which is what football teaches you as a young man. And you even said in the locker room, you know, you are accountable in the locker room just like you're accountable out there on the football field, correct?
There's a great read out there by John Gordon. It's called Win in the Locker Room. It's an unbelievable read. I mean, it talks about all this stuff before you get to the field. But, I mean, let's talk about this. And the best illustration I can give you is Benjamin Watson.
Oh, yeah.
On the YMCA wall, it's mind, body, spirit. Well, the guy goes to Duke, went to Georgia, got 2 degrees. He's brilliant, one of the highest scores ever on that one NFL Wonderlic test. Then he went, he bench pressed 585, power clean 365. He's 6'3", 250 pounds with a 40-inch vertical jump, first-round draft pick with the Patriots. And the most important thing is he could preach in any pulpit in this country.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if you've ever heard his daddy, Reverend Ken Watson, he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But that's what we want for all of them. You know, I heard Senator Wes Hayes one time make the comment, intelligence and diligence equals success. There are a lot of smart people that won't work, and there are a lot of hardworking people that aren't smart, right? But you need both. So what you're trying to do in this game is create that for kids. Be in school every day on time and do what you're supposed to do.
And for young parents, get your kids involved in something.
Absolutely.
And now, football's the greatest game, as he would tell you, but there's other things out there. If football is not the thing for this young girl, a young boy, get them into something.
I agree. I think, you know, as we said earlier, and that's Mr. AU, a genius. He's great. He was a CEO of the high school league. To get a high school diploma, every student should be part of a team.
Yeah.
Be it the band, the chorus, the ROTC, and the 38 athletic teams we got. And the more we do for it's not an expense, it's an investment.
Yeah.
It's an investment to teach them to work hard and to be on time and to do what's right.
Wow. So, with your passion for this game, do you find yourself, I don't know, just circulating amongst the community and just asking why Johnny isn't playing football, getting on out there?
Well, you know, you do that. I mean, I think if you We felt like if you make your program attractive, then more student players would want to be involved in it.
Right.
You know, the game's changed. Life's about relationships, right? There's got to be a bond. There's got to be a trust. There's got to be that. You know, we talked about that earlier. I mean, I think Coach Beamer does a great job with that. I know Coach Sweeney's the best. He's once you go on that field now, I mean, you're going to work for 2.5 hours, but at the same time, he loves the players. He does. He does that. He's great. Coach Beamer does as well.
And most people can remember their high school coach.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I mean, I can remember my high school coach, and that was just a couple of years ago.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
All right. So here we are. We're just a couple of weeks away from Football City USA getting it all started once again here in this great football city that we live in. And, you know, as you pointed out earlier in the broadcast, people are already percolating. Everybody's getting excited about football, right?
I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, I think we're rolling. And WRHI, thanks to you guys, are going to kick it off on August 16th. And I think in the first quarter, South Point's going to play Palisades. The second quarter, the Northwestern Trojans are going to play Dutch Fork. And then in the third quarter, Rock Hill's going to play Hunter Huss. So we're going to kick it off. District 3 stadiums, thanks to yourself and Mr. Alan Miller, two of the greatest guys in this town. But we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to football season starting. Let's just say you're the principal of the high school. You got your team. You got statisticians, you got trainers, you got video people, equipment people, you got the band, you got the cheerleaders, you got 50% of your student body there.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It's at the game. One game a week. We're not playing. You play a game every week, and there's sports that do that. You're paying them every day. If you work for Reinhart Realty, you're going to get paid at the end of the week. Or at the end of the month, right?
Yeah.
Depending upon how many houses you've sold.
If you sold that house, that's right.
Yeah, man. In other words, you got a score to win.
That's right.
It's the same thing.
Exactly.
That's life.
You know,
we used to tell our guys, I'd say, look, yes, we work hard, but there's a tougher game than football, and it's called life.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Life, when the house payment's due, you better make it.
Right. And then when you get knocked down, you better be willing to get back up.
So let's train them. Get up fast.
Get up fast.
Yes, sir.
Get up tough.
I ain't no doubt. That's laying out life. Isn't that what we're all about?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Well, look, Coach, you have been, without a doubt, an inspiration to countless numbers of young adults and their families. And you're an inspiration to everybody right here in this restaurant because you're a passionate guy. And when you get in front of that microphone and start talking about football and what football means to somebody in their life skills and developing, I mean, it makes perfect sense. And the good thing is all this was recorded, and it's there forever. So if we ever want to incite somebody to give them some good knowledge, we'll just press a button. Listen to this for 25 minutes.
Appreciate your comments.
Thank you, buddy.
Really do.
Appreciate
Thank
all
you,
that
sir.
You've done for the city of Rock Hill and continue to do as the greatest ambassador for football America probably has ever known. Coach Jimmy Wallace. Thank you, pal.
Thank you, sir. Thank
you,
sir.
That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax You with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, 6 days a week here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. From 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., we make these fantastic sandwiches and salads, and there is only one way we do it, and it's right there in the white letters. And if you haven't been in here, listen loudly because we're going to tell you why people come here. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, 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 slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day, and don't forget, high school football starts here on WRHI at Football City USA on August the 16th. Right, Coach?
Amen, brother. Amen.
I bet you'll be there, too.
Oh, we're going to be there.